Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the No Quitters podcast, the best MTV The Challenge podcast in the universe. As always, I'm your host, Clem, and I'm joined by my alliance on the podcast. We have your boy, JJ, Barstool JJ himself, and we have the newly minted 10,000 follower man, Captain Cons. Welcome to the party, pal. You finally cracked it today. Shout out to our boy, Uncle Chaps, for giving that last little push. Any words?
Yeah, you know, I gotta say thanks to my co-host there, Uncle Chaps. If you're not listening to Zero Blog 30, give us a listen. But Chaps just looking out for me. I really appreciate that. It's just weird because I cracked 1,000 when we started this show, Clem. So it's kind of weird that we're talking about it again on this show when I hit 10,000. But no big deal. We're looking forward. TJ wouldn't want me to rest on my laurels here, so we're just going to keep powering forward, not looking back and dwelling on that.
To all the people out there, all the taco stands and burrito stands in the Jersey Shore area, your boy Cons has a whole new reach now that we never saw coming. So get your endorsements lined up for the summer, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Brought those guys all sorts of business last summer.
JJ, are we in the proper state of mind to talk challenge with you?
Yeah, we're good.
Beautiful, beautiful. Quick little housekeeping here. So as people who follow Barstool Sports know, last week we were blessed enough to have Johnny Bananas in the office. He did the whole Barstool car wash, as I call it. He did some KFC radio, he said, she said. He did a pizza review with Dave. He did a exit interview with the Part of My Take guys, where he was, I don't know. I don't think that launched yet. We'll just say.
No, it has. It hasn't launched, but it's interesting.
It gets interesting for sure. Look for that on BarstoolSports.com. And then I was blessed enough to have an interview with him. The other guys couldn't make it. They actually work real jobs instead of fantasy world jobs. So I interviewed Johnny one-on-one. And absolutely, like, I'm not trying to toot my own horn here. A tremendous interview. I actually thought during it, oh, my God, I'm not terrible at this by myself. Went through some pretty awesome stuff. We roasted the shit out of Connor for like 5 minutes, so JJ would have really loved it.
I would have really loved that.
You would have, yeah. Like, you're a good host. You're a good sport.
Good or bad, I love attention, so it would have been cool with me. I'm actually curious what you guys said about me.
I mean, I'll save that for. I'm sure that won't be the last time we talk to Johnny, so I'll save those zings for any new ones that come up. But it was a really good interview, and I'll leave it at this. He, on his own accord, he just goes, hey, you want to talk to Mark Long? Because I was talking about Mark Long. And he did the old Part of My Take, call Mark Long trick without me even asking. And Mark Long finished it off with a Ric Flair woo. And that was probably the most painful part because I did not record the podcast. Something happened with the record. I don't know if the record button wasn't hit. I don't know if it got erased. What happened? It's gone forever.
I don't think it got erased, all right? I think you just didn't hit record. Disappear.
Let me make sure I hit record on this. Okay, yeah. I just want to make sure I hit record on this podcast because losing two would be even worse than losing one.
Did you get All Business? Did you get All Business Pete on the case? Did you get him to maybe help you out?
Yep. We had Andrew and All Business Pete. It was like we flew in the best heart surgeon in the world to prefer him heart surgery, and he's like, the patient's gone. It's gone forever. So
you never started the heart. Yeah, that's the problem here.
It's like I can't save that. And my wife, when I told her, she's like, don't you guys have cameras? Couldn't you record that? I'm like, it doesn't work like that, babe, unfortunately. And we don't have like everything recording. And like you said, the one flaw of the podcast game is you need to hit the record button. So that's the Barstool difference. We may have good interviews, we may have bad interviews, but we sometimes also lose interviews because you never know, because we're a bunch of monkeys behind a computer. So my apologies to you guys. We'll get Johnny on another time. If there's one thing about Johnny Bananas, I think promoting himself is, I don't know, top one on his favorite things to do in the world. So we'll get him back in the future. My apologies. I also got a custom-made challenge jersey along with some other people in the office. Connor and JJ did not get jerseys, which I did not see coming.
That is some shit. What do you think about that, Jack?
It's bullshit. It is. It shows all of the stuff that's been stolen from my brain by MTV. They don't value it. I'm not even going to tell them how to save this episode. I'm just going to tell them how bad it was. With no hints, no constructive criticism, merely criticism. And, of course, like Glennie Balls gets one. I got to get an article in the Post, and I'll get some Under Armour gear.
Yeah, I mean, in Johnny's defense, those shirts were not brought – well, they were physically brought by him, but they were not his idea or his responsibility. They were the responsibility of MTV, so he did not fall down. So we're not going to fault our boy, but –
I'm just saying MTV should know where their bread's buttered, because let's say we were to be like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm not doing this show anymore. Less people would watch this show on TV, and Barstool's not going to be like, all right, well, let's start another challenge podcast, because no other losers besides us would do this. Us and true. Mess.
Yeah, so and on that note, if you got into the challenge or got back into the challenge after listening to this podcast, reading Barstool, let MTV know. Tag MTV, at MTV Challenge, all the whole nine on Twitter. Just let them know that, you know, we're helping, you know, wet the beak here. We're helping out. Help us out. You know, don't quit on us. We won't quit on you. That whole thing carries on to that as well. So we'll go to the episode tonight. I don't know. It was not a great episode. Obviously, the way the duel ended, or whatever you want to call it, gave us some material, which we'll get to. But we're going to start, obviously, with the challenge of the day, which was the boat or the two-man where you're rowing and you have one person standing.
Wait, can I just – before we get into that, can I say something?
Of course.
Yeah, I got a few things to say.
Do you expect me to believe that that, like, trash can with the challenge just, like, showed up 15 feet away from them and they didn't notice and they're not, like, flinching at every sound they maybe hear on this, like, random beach somewhere? Like, I understand a little TV magic, but, like, don't treat me like a schmuck on wheels. Be like, oh, look, this thing just washed ashore. Not, you know, this is next to a tree that I just pissed on. That's wet with Corey's piss. And now, oh, here's a can with a clue that, oh, and then also say that TJ's sneaky. Like, he's out there lurking, not on some, like, wherever they are, some Indian, like, half pipe somewhere.
TJ, you can always hear his pegs on his BMX bike, no matter where he goes. So there's no way TJ's ever sneaking up on you.
Nah, he's like Debo. Yeah. Debo's coming.
TJ came by, saw he had one of his buddies pedal him. TJ's on pegs carrying this thing, just drops it. Fuck out of here with that. And I'm not even going to tell you how you could do it better, MTV, because I didn't get any Under Armour gear.
TJ's friend's definitely name is Vulture, too, the guy that was driving his bike.
Hell yeah. He's probably like, Vulch, we got to go. Yeah, all right, MTV, get out of here with that crap.
I will say, though, somebody tweeted, and I do miss the days of getting clues on the T-Mobile Sidekick.
Great, great call.
Great reference.
I mean, to the day, like, if you're not going to, like, have, like, an iPhone or an Android sponsorship in this, just give us the T-Mobile, a little throwback. You know, actually, we're going to have to delete this.
Get him a StarTech and have it show up in a game of Snake. That would make fucking – that would be reminiscent about all these champs coming back.
You're giving away free information again. We just spouted out
God
of our
mouth. God damn it.
My biggest takeaway from the beginning of the episode, you guys know this, I am always irked by how these kids have no concept of money, but we hit a new and all-time low on tonight's episode. And the girl, I can't remember, her name's not worth remembering.
Anika. But the girl,
Anika, was it Anika? Yeah.
Because I know exactly where this bitch is dumb as shit.
She said she wanted to take her winnings and build a talk show. As if that's something you just go one shot, one kill, plop down a check, and it's like, oh, okay, here's your talk show for $30,000, $50,000.
Yeah, you go down to the talk show Emporium and they just pump them out.
Yeah.
It's like one of those Discovery Channel shows, though, where you get like a custom bus. They do need like a week to do it, but they'll meet the deadline at the talk show Emporium. What an idiot.
Build a talk show. I was floored when I heard that. That is an all-time new low for stupidity and lack of awareness with what money will buy you. Not to mention,
didn't understand that. I thought she was just talking about a web show, and it's like, you can do that for $50. Like, you either need $50 million or $50. You don't need the in-between.
No, there's no in-between. She said she wants to be the millennial Oprah. Oprah didn't happen overnight. Oprah didn't just go into ABC with a check and just automatically become the world's most famous talk show host.
Yeah, she was just in fucking Roots first.
Yeah, it is unbelievable how dumb these kids are getting. So
the Color Purple. That's what it was, not Roots.
Yeah.
Which I'm pretty sure.
You know who's in Roots? You know who's in Roots was O.J. Simpson. That's all I got. That's the whole story.
Wow. We got a little vintage Connor there with that one. All right. All right. All right, Cons. By the way,
did you guys... Connor was going to tell us, like, the Dark Knight. Like, oh, it was in the background in Roots.
Did you guys, on a very random tangent here, did you guys see O.J. Simpson's likely to get parole this year?
Really? Good for him.
Somebody said that, and I was like, oh, shit. Like, I have to delete every tweet I've ever made fun of O.J. Simpson. I have to delete all my old blogs making fun of O.J. Simpson.
Nah, good for O.J. I'm going to tweet good for O.J. I'm going to treat this the way Dave treats aliens. Like, yo, if O.J. comes back, I'm the one who defended him. Because you know what? If you get away with a murder of, like, that scale, that public and all that stuff, you should be like the guys from Armageddon. You never have to pay taxes. You could get away with any crime. You want to hold some people up in a Vegas hotel room? Whatever, dude. Dude, they're probably scumbags anyway.
OJ's coming back. I mean, that would be interesting. I wonder if he's going to jump on Twitter. That could be. That could make for some fun nights if we get OJ on Twitter.
Yeah. OJ and Jose Canseco just Twitter talking to each other.
That might be the thing.
Because you know they would start reminiscing about parties they were at together.
Oh, yeah.
And then the truth would really start coming out.
Oh, my God.
I'm just going to put it out there early. I'm going to watch OJ sex tape.
Wait, there's an OJ sex tape?
No, there's going to be. He's going to need the money. He's going, oh, yeah, sure. I hope he bangs fucking Farrah Abrams or whatever the chick for the other MTV chick. That'd be great.
Oh, I was thinking somewhere like going under the Kardashian umbrella.
I think he's going to get back with Kris Kardashian.
Yeah.
Oh, you think Khloe is just like, that's my real dad. I got him. He's the first male model for Dash.
Wow. That's a heck of a tangent we went on, but I'm very happy we did. Anyway, back to
flush out what's important on this show. That's what we need to do.
What we call getting the female demographic.
Right. So we go back.
That means we gotta start watching the Kardashians on No Quitters.
Get the fuck out of here.
So be it.
Again, not much in the beginning of this episode. Boats, rowing, one person, one standing, one person rowing, whatever you want to call it. Fucking Hunter is like the greatest basketball player ever, I learned. He's also, I think, the dumbest person in these challenges, which is saying something over the years after the last like 25 years of challenges or whatever. What did you guys have on this stuff?
I mean, it was one of those challenges, just kind of a pain in the ass, not actually difficult. Slow and steady was going to win it for you. And
have any of them really been difficult to you, Connor?
Some more than others, yeah.
But never really. None of them really hit the difficult meter for Connor, right?
I don't know. Have you guys ever responded to me like, no, that was actually really hard? I don't think so. I don't know.
Dude, all of it looks hard.
All of it looks hard.
The pony balancing in that hammock looked hard.
No, but the Hunter's team, they had it right, man. Like, you got to have just one person rowing, because having two people try to maneuver and maintain balance when you're on opposite sides of that little boat, it's just stupid. So you had to have one person just sit still, in this case, the girl, and then Hunter was rowing. So once you figure that out, you're Gucci.
Connor, do you – all right, two questions. Our newest segment, Captain Hardo.
Yeah.
Do you win this challenge?
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Because you know what I think I might have done? Nah, that wouldn't have worked. Never mind. But yeah, I would have.
Made out with your partner the whole time?
And
afterwards.
Who would have been your partner of choice, girl-wise?
Definitely, my gut says Jenna, just because I think she's very amicable and she's not one to argue. And if I explained out my reasoning for why I wanted to do the strategy that I would have done, I think she would have been like, okay, that makes sense. Let's do that. And then she's just a good, strong competitor. So why wouldn't you always go with Jenna when you can?
I agree that you go Jenna, but not because she's the kind of person who's going to listen to you explain something to her. Maybe it's like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'll put the rabbit, the girl, the rabbit, lucky rabbit's foot up her ass on the float with me. But I'm not doing it because I think I'm going to explain how balance and buoyancy works. She's just going to be like, oh, I don't know, until she gets frustrated and then freak out a little bit. Or get insulted and start crying because you're using big words to her. Because she gets simple ones like cat and dog. But when you get to big ones like farm and barn, she gets a little lost.
Oh, the sea is silent.
But nah, she would have been good. I think. I mean, I don't know that there any of those girls would have really distinguished themselves more than the others. It's not a crazy challenge in that it's demanding a lot. It's like, just sit there.
No, I think Ashley's a good choice because you do need someone in that case who's just going to take direction. And Ashley is the type of girl who likes to be told what to do, if you know what I mean.
Did you see when they
won? Isn't she a newly minted Christian, though?
Christian girl with a thigh tattoo.
No, she said, stop it.
Did you see the way she leapt in Hunter's arm? She was looking for a smooch there, and she didn't
get it. I tweeted that. She went smooch. She was going for – she went for the smooch. Connor's not having it because he's making his special needs gym. He's focused, eye on the prize.
Yeah. That's actually a respectable venture to do with the money. I mean, that's just getting it off the ground is what you could do with the winnings. But a special needs gym, I mean, I think that's admirable.
A special needs gym would kill. It would kill, right? You would. I mean, we're getting again. Now we're just giving away like business ideas here that are genius. So we'll put a pin in this one, edit it out, and we could probably go from there.
I don't think Hunter can reheat a slice of pizza in a microwave. You think he's starting a special needs gym and figuring out all the insurances?
No shot. By no means do I feel as though he has any sort of business acumen whatsoever. But his heart's in the right place, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Hunter definitely microwaves his food with like the forks in the microwave like three times a week. He's like, oh shit, I forgot. Like, he goes through microwaves like three. Like,
yeah,
he's also a Red Sox and Patriots fan.
So are we like obligated to not like him?
He made that clear.
Did you guys hear? And this was kind of another side tangent here, but Shane said something about he was scared about an amoeba swimming in his penis hole. Have you got, like, I once heard about that, and, like, I haven't been able to swim with a clear conscience in the ocean or a lake since. Like, have you ever heard those stories?
I mean, yeah, sure. But go ahead, Jack.
I mean, yeah, like, I've heard of it, but it's definitely not a thing that I worry about because I'm mostly in, like, not like Thailand dirt water.
That is true. That is true. I wouldn't mind if like in one of these challenge seasons, they keep going to these poor places and like half the cast gets like seriously sick / dies from like a disease or like loses their dicks and shit. Like that would be hilarious personally. I think so.
Jack, tell me, you strike me, you're more like a pool guy, but like when you're at the beach, you're like a stand with just your feet in and let the waves touch you, not actually like really go in the water type guy.
No, I'm like a giant child. I'm like, yo, get beat up by the waves, get knocked underwater.
Ah, yeah, I love that. Like, I'll do that too, actually.
Yeah, like, I went down the LBI for a week like this year, and like frequently the current would take me outside of where like the flags were and the lifeguard would be whistling at me like I was a child. And my wife was like very ashamed as she sat on the towel.
I am similar to Jack in the sense of I'll either be in the water literally from the time I get to the beach to the time I leave, and I won't leave and I'll get completely sunburnt because I've been in the water for 8 hours. Or I don't. I just keep my feet in like Connor said, like just basically where the waves come in and out. That's how I roll. So
I would also say that reapplying sunscreen after being in the water for a while is not one of my top skills. Remembering that is not something I pride myself on.
No, not at all. Not to mention
very good at burnt tops of my feet. Kill yeah. That game. No one's better at getting sunburnt feet than me.
Not to mention, it's just a real pain in the ass to like reapply once you've already been in the ocean. It's just, you got sand on you, you're hot, you may be a little burnt already. You're like, I don't want to put more sunscreen on.
And you're just a little like, yo, I just crushed those waves. And like,
Like, I don't need this sunscreen.
Yeah.
Anyway. I personally, if I, whatever sunscreen I have when I leave the house in the morning, that's the most I'm having on throughout the day. It's not, nothing else is happening, no matter what. That's basically, I'm going the Chaps sun shirt route starting this summer.
Cause that's actually a really smart, efficient way to do it. Because putting on sunscreen is really a pain in the butt. Especially like if you're like me, like I get really into beach games, whether it's throwing football, spike ball, throwing, doing can jam, whatever. So I sweat a lot when I'm on the beach, and it's just the sunscreen situation on my fair skin is just a pain in my rear.
Pain in my rear.
Yeah.
So we had who won? So we had Hunter and Ashley won it, right? And
I will say, this was, I didn't pay attention to Hunter last episode really, but like that was a dominating performance. Like he's shown the physical ability and hand-eye coordination, and at least like for once, the ability to work with like a lesser, lesser skilled partner. I feel like those are main attributes that you need to be able to like be successful in this.
Yeah. No, I mean, he was pounding his chest saying athleticism wins. I don't know if that challenge was so much athleticism as it was patience.
But he also didn't fall for that Corey shit. He wasn't like, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to go in. Like some idiots would try to do that.
Yeah.
That is like the quickest way to get yourself sent home in a challenge is to volunteer for one. That was like a complete hardo move, just pounding your chest. But I mean, at that point, you're also locked up for like a bye week for like 3 weeks. So it's almost like you are winning like phase one of the challenge. So I understand it. He's also like his head and his body do not match. They are not from the same genetic code. So there's like his arms are bigger than his actual head. So there's some weird shit going on with Hunter. I look forward to hating him as we go on through the challenge here. Jen and Corey.
Here's a hot take. Especially amongst the three or four major sports. I'd go so far as to say baseball players are the least athletic of the major sports.
Football, basketball, baseball?
Football, basketball, baseball, and we'll put hockey in the major sports as well. I think baseball are the least athletic. Because look at his body type. The fact that like he's not proportionate whatsoever, I wouldn't look at him and think like, he's an athlete. But I'm saying playing baseball requires the least amount of athleticism, I think. I think it's more skill than it is athleticism. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Jack's a baseball player too, and if he's gonna agree with you, I think it's football is one, but a lot of people say basketball, and that's kind of the always been the argument. So then you're basically just going baseball or hockey, and I mean hockey's I think hockey's definitely tougher than baseball. I mean, I love my boy Big Sexy. He's not playing for 25 years in any other sport other than baseball.
Yeah, exactly. Especially when you get into the majors and you start to be a specialty type player, whether it's a closer or, you know, like a DH, that really comes into play.
Or Sal Fasano. All right, that was my guy right there.
I think definitely a toss-up between football and basketball, especially depending on position in football.
We are so far away from the topic of this podcast.
What does that tell you about the episode?
All right, so now
once you get a Sal Fasano reference, you've gone too far.
And you know what? We could spend some time telling MTV how they could have improved this episode. But you know what? I don't have a shirt to wear, so my brain's not working quite right.
I'm sitting here in a thermal shirt like I'm fucking homeless.
This is like they landed on free parking, but there's no money in free parking right now, so they don't get the free ideas tonight.
Yeah, sorry about it, MTV.
And let me just say this. Dario's hair is the most outrageous thing I've seen on the challenge in quite some time. It is the fun. Like, it's an instant laugh every single time. It's like a belly laugh every time I see it.
Yeah, because he's kind of just funny as it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Just every time he opens his mouth or does anything, he's kind of like very laughable. So then he adds that on top of it, and he's just making it more enjoyable for us to laugh at him.
And I don't want to say like it's because of us, but I will notice. I don't think Nicole. I heard her actually say three loud words in a row today. They must have edited her all her speaking out after the first episode. Like people are going to jump off bridges if they have to hear this girl speak with a mouthful of marbles anymore.
No, yeah, she's She spoke a little bit in the beginning of the episode, and it was funny. As I don't know if we mentioned, but we're not recording together in the same. We didn't watch together. She started talking, and my instinct was to just repeat it and mock her accent out loud in my living room by myself. So you guys missed that. I'm sorry. I should have called you and looped Jen on that.
I think Nicole's great. I love her. I'd love to have her on the show.
I think she'd be awesome on our show.
I think she'd be great to hang out with. I think if we had her in the office, she could beat the shit out of you.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah, right? Yo, you see the look on Connor's face? Like, no one can see this except for me and Clem. But he looked like, what the fuck? She wouldn't beat me. I mean, Clem's like, yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
And she'd be like, what the fuck, Connor? I fucking told you.
She's that kind of chick like if you're friends with as a guy. She's always like, cup check, just like smacking the dick and shit. If for her girlfriend, she's probably just like pussy slapping them just for fun, nothing sexual.
She's all about the locker room antics.
Locker room.
Yo, you know who's a silly fucker?
Who's that?
Shane. I'm going to be on the bottom like I do my thing. And it's like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, we get it. It's 2017. You could be as gay as you want to be. But you combine those comments with then, I know it's the way they edit it, but like 4 minutes later, like, I think something's going to swim in my penis.
Yeah. It's like where's your head, pal?
Everything you say kind of sounds like the old man from Family Guy. Like, ooh, what's up, DJ? You brought me some good news? Like, hey, Paperboy, I got a tip for you. It's in my pocket. Like, Shane, dial it back. You're not the gay Shane we want. We want another gay Shane.
Oh, man. Yeah. We'll leave it at that. Oh, my God. I'm rewatching the episode on mute as we do this, and Dario's hair just came on the screen. That was incredible. Incredible.
Instant distraction.
Jenna and Corey get sent in. Obviously, I was holding my breath the whole time with Jenna going in. Corey, we had Corey versus Theo. Corey, the popcorn muscle king, versus Theo, irrational confidence Division I athlete. I need to see Theo versus Connor now. Two former D1 athletes that just tell me they can do everything.
Yeah, except the difference between me and Theo is that I don't have a fear of heights to where I would get up on top of that shelf and be like, not even attempt to do it. Cause my first thought when TJ was explaining this elimination was, this just looks like fun. Yeah. Cause those little balls, they were wicker, so you could get your fingers in them. So dropping them was pretty much out of the question. So you just had to like grab them quickly and jump.
No part of that looked like fun.
Are you kidding me? That looked like a lot of fun.
That looked doable if you could just be like, all right, well, they're not gonna let me die on TV. Kenny Evans said that. They're not gonna let me die.
You've never done like cliff diving or bungee jumping or anything?
Oh, I hate heights.
Oh.
If
I'm a fan of that stuff.
If you hate heights, swimming in water, being in a house with drunk people, being in a dirty house with people that fuck a lot, or long runs in a final, don't go on the fucking challenge. Save us the time. Save TJ the fucking... TJ throwing daggers at him was awesome. MTV shouting us out again was awesome. If you quit, I don't know. If you quit, I think you get thrown off the show for life because I feel like the last few quitters have not come back. Granted, it's only been a few seasons, but I can't remember the last person who actually just straight up quit and was allowed back. Actually, I think Camilla might have quit once, but other than that, I'm not going to get the Camillinator on my ass. I could be wrong on that, but I feel like if you quit, you should not be allowed back anymore.
You got to be super interesting to get another shot.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, Jay wasn't that interesting. This guy was on for 2 episodes.
No, quitting is out of the question. Can't have that. Can't allow those people to come back. But no, that definitely just looked like a lot of fun overall. I would have definitely been down for that.
The thing I forgot about it was that they had to hike that whole way. So he literally hiked that entire way to then not jump off the thing, which is wild. Fucking wild. Someone said, like they said, they're not even like MTV's listening to us. They're not doing scaffolding. They're just going to do it off the side of a cliff. So it like doesn't feel like the same challenge we've seen a billion times. If that was on scaffolding, it would have sucked. So
yeah.
Thank you, MTV.
I was never worried about Jenna not jumping. I was worried about her just figuring out how to hold on to the balls.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like be like, oh, I forgot to pick up the balls. I knew I was supposed to do something else here.
Yeah, just say we and let go. We, and that's it.
I'm sorry, but I keep the whole time when I was watching, anytime someone said balls, I laughed.
Yeah,
I'm a child.
Yeah,
I'm
it sorry. Was it was a lot of like holding balls. Who has the balls? There was a lot of laughing going on here too. There was also a few people tweeted this at me, and my wife noticed it. Everyone knew that Jenna and Zach were together, so it was like, oh, like they're gonna survive. They're gonna be in it. It's like knowing, you know, who's gonna survive based on the commercial of like, you know, next on HBO. You know that they make it the next episode. So, Ali, hey, I'm popping bottles of champagne at the house. Jenna's in the Oasis, baby. She gets to be with that fucking dickhead Zach again, and we'll see where it goes. Theo.
Speaking of the Oasis, I'd like to know the total amount of time that has elapsed now that they've been living in that hut. I feel like it can't be that long. There's no shot they would make them live out there that long.
I think like 3 days probably. They probably have like access to working like bathrooms, you know, of some kind. Otherwise, I feel like they would have referenced like, I got to piss in the woods or, you know, one of the girls saying something like that. But I mean, they're just basically making them camp. They're giving them the nets. They're not, you know, it's just not fun. But like,
yeah,
they're not doing
anything
wrong.
That, living like that, it wears on you a little bit. So yeah, they definitely can't keep them out there much longer. I think probably after next week, it looks like they'll be done with the hut and into the Oasis, because they have the final elimination to get into the Oasis. Because then the veterans show up.
And what is it? 8 champions and 12, and it's be 12. Yes. Challengers or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know how it's all gonna work. I'm sure MTV is gonna try to rig it so those people get more the champs are there longer. And by the way, can we just say this, whoever that random blonde is, I don't even know her name, but I think it might start with an A. Like every time I see her, I'm like, you're not a champion. It's like CT, Cara Maria, Johnny Bananas, Darrell, even Zach's kind of, and then it's just this other chick who like won one challenge, and like no other girl said yes, so they're like, all right, you're coming with us.
Yeah, well, the thing is that I mean, a few of them have only won one. I guess they maybe have only won one overall
but
show, but
awesome
they've had
people.
Multiple wins in like eliminations and challenges throughout the duration of a season. But yeah, I think Darrell and Johnny are the only ones who have multiple challenge wins, like overall season wins in that group, which is impressive when you think about it.
Yep. Yep.
No, because Darrell's got the 5. Johnny's got Darrell's got 4. Johnny's got the 6.
6. Yep.
6. Yeah.
We talked about that.
Oh, we didn't even talk about that. We didn't. any thoughts on the Hall of Fame induction, so to speak, of Johnny Bananas leading into the challenge?
I'll be honest here. The first 15 minutes was me trying to put my daughter down, who was through one of her more epic tantrums tonight. So it was and then when I came out, I saw Bananas as like a 5-year-old. I talked about this with him.
Yeah, he was so young. He was a young baby. He was baby Bananas.
Yeah, baby. He was green.
He was green.
He was a green banana.
Yeah, he wasn't ripe yet for sure.
He was like 25 pounds lighter, no facial hair, drastically different.
He admitted in that podcast that he can't rewatch The Island because like he doesn't feel bad about any moves he made, but he's like the Paula one kind of sticks with him to this day. And I told him, I said, dude, I hated you when you were on. I stopped watching The Island because of Johnny Bananas. I was that much like, fuck this guy. He's such a douchebag. So
but he was front of the front program. You know, it was great though on that preview show.
Oh.
Seeing him. Do Sarah dirty all over again. That was fantastic.
It's a timeless moment. It's
and what was great, MTV did such a good job. They compared it. They juxtaposed it against Sarah the previous time.
Yep.
And they replayed what she said word for word. And that, if you look at it side by side, that's all Johnny did. He did exactly what she did to him, you know, saying it's just a game. So the stakes were obviously higher. But I don't know how anyone can knock Johnny for what he did.
Nah.
Considering what Sarah did to him initially.
And the fact that he is like not back down an inch and he threw her under the bus last week with the thanks for paying for my house.
Yeah.
Great to see CT's kid back. Love that. That
kid's cute,
monster.
Huh?
He's a cute kid.
He's real cute.
Yeah, and that was basically the episode. It was good getting angry TJ back. Hopefully we don't, you know, I don't like seeing TJ angry, but it is like a necessary evil that it's just like, it's, he was just wrote the Britney Spears line and they started playing Britney Spears.
Corey tried to steal that joke.
What a dude. That's such a Corey move though. Like anyone named Corey tries to steal a joke like that, let alone that Corey with the popcorn muscles who was like winded at the beginning of walking up the hill. And he's a personal trainer. So we should do a like personal trainer off between Connor and Corey and see who lasts longer. That would be fun too.
Well, I mean, but that is something I will admit. I don't admit to be a world-class personal trainer.
But Corey does, and I don't think he is. So I think it would be all right.
Okay, that's fair.
Do you think – so just one last thing. They made it so when they showed what was Anika jump, it looked like it was very quick, and it looked like Jenna's took longer. Like when they aired it live. I know, Clem, you're rewatching if you get to that point. They, when they just the show, when they show it like what's supposed to be live, I think they cut down Anika's with like camera angle switches to make it look like Jenna's was longer to get us, thinking that it would be. Or do you think we have, you know, a Nick's like frozen envelope situation? Like they know what the people want, they know what's good for the game. Did MTV, you know, just keep the star player in the game?
That's a great question, because let's think about that. I don't think any of them have a watch. They're not watching the person. I mean, TJ could have said, oh, Jenny, you took 33 seconds, and who was she to argue? You know, obviously not that ridiculous of a number, but he really could just make up any numbers. Like, like you just said, like, oh, Jenna, you were at 8, and Anika, you were at 10. Who knows? If that's accurate,
I feel like, yeah, every challenge should be done where you could only see like it's like one person at a time and no one knows what happens. It's a brilliant move by MTV. Like that's like, and you know what? I'm 100% behind it. I'm not watching the challenge to see who the best athlete is. I'm here for the fucking entertainment. Give me the craziest people, the hottest people, the best people, which means Jenna. Just give me all that kind of stuff, and I don't give a shit about whether it's fair or not. If someone thinks that they can start a TV show with the money from a challenge, that means they're dumb and can be eliminated without them knowing any better. So,
I need a 30 for 30 on the people who helped get them up to those platforms. See, the guides that they had, they rarely show kind of like behind the scenes. Like as they're climbing, there's a guy showing them, or when they're on the platform, a guy standing there with what looked like no harness. I'm sure he had a safety clip, but it looked like he didn't have like a full harness like they had. And he had like a bald spot with like a halo full of hair. I need that carny 30 for 30.
No, but really, it's got me thinking now, like, in all the years of the challenges, in all these time challenges, how many have just been rigged to keep the people that the producers felt, we should probably keep these people? Like, obviously, if it's blatant that one team was slow versus another team, but I'm talking like when it's neck and neck, they're like, all right, who's going to make for better TV? I would say it's more often than not the producers have stepped in.
It's...
Which, if I'm the competitors, that would obviously annoy the hell out of me.
Yeah, No, you're right. Also, this is independent of the episode, but I think you guys saw this. We were tagged in it a few times. Tony and Ashley exchanging Snapchat names.
This
has some outside of the show potential for entertainment here, and I'm really excited. I mean, there's no... That's like napalm and gasoline just meeting for the first time. And it's like she's already pregnant. They've already banged like 10 times since the Snapchat went out this evening. So,
yeah, I can't wait to get Tony on the show to talk to him.
Yeah, we'll have Tony on. We'll have Tony on sooner or later. Guys are already hitting up Jenna, which is great. Much appreciated. Even if she like agrees to come on, it's just great for more people just to let her know they want her on because she deserves it. She's a beautiful girl. She's America's sweetheart. And, you know, she's about to hang out with her ex-boyfriend on this show. Like, she could probably use a pick-me-up from all her fans right now. So keep giving her some love.
Clem, you're an amazing host for a podcast about a bullshit show because those are the most bullshit reasons that, like, we should appreciate her. She's a beautiful girl. She's America's sweetheart. Everyone likes her. It was, like, I have a crush on this girl. It's amazing.
She's really smart. It's like start calling Jenna smart, you're so in love with her.
She loves puppies. Like, come on, just send her a nice tweet.
And her hair smells good. It probably
all right, you started to creep us out.
MVP, LVP.
I think I'm taking MVP. I'm taking TJ for his bitching out of Theo. He nearly threw that air horn. I thought he was going to throw the air horn against the ground. He looked genuinely pissed off, which is my favorite TJ when he gets in people's ass. And then LVP is Theo making us former Division I athletes look bad. Yep. You know, it's making it harder and harder for us to run our mouths saying we were former Division I athletes when we got guys like Theo running around afraid to jump off a little shelf, you know, a few hundred feet on a bungee cord. Some bullshit.
I want to know if Eastern Illinois was D1 when he was there. I feel like it was like he was there when it was like D3 or whatever, and then they changed to D1. And he's like, oh, I was a D1 athlete. He's like, no, but technically you weren't when they were in D1, but whatever. That's neither here nor there. Jack, MVP?
MVP, I think you got to go Hunter. I think it's very tough to not keep an eye on him. Winning something by that margin, the way they designed it, that game so that even if someone won the paddling by a lot, maybe the throwing the coconuts would be like, oh, now we can make it close. But that had to be so big of a difference that they couldn't even edit it to look close. They couldn't even make fakes up. So you got to pay attention to that. LVP is my LVP is going to be Shane's pee hole. There may have been parasites in there, you know, so I'm worried about it.
That's his moneymaker, I guess. MVP for me. I mean, I'm just going to say Jenna just because I can and I will. And for all the reasons I listed before, I don't
she's
have to.
She's beautiful and she's America's sweetheart and she's a tough competitor. She's got a kind soul.
And the LVP, I mean, the fact that Theo made me agree with Nelson when he's like, you're a bitch, you're nothing, I hate you, that pisses me off, but he's already been said. So I'm going to go with Sylvia since her entire plan. There's always the person whose entire plan looks in the first episode like it might work and it just completely blows up in their face. And that happened to her and I love every second of it. So I fucking hate her. So LVP goes to Sylvia. Connor, did you give LVP?
Yeah, I said, who did I say?
You had Theo, right?
Yeah, Theo. My fault.
Know I'm Kobe with it. You know I'm Kobe with this.
So that's basically it for the episode. Anything you guys want to add? Anything you guys want to shout out? Yada, yada, yada.
Well, certainly looking forward to next week once we get the eight champs back in the house. I think that is it's going to be a rude awakening for these kids. And really, it's just soul crushing because, I think it is realistic. It's not outside the realm of possibility for a Corey to look around and say okay, I've done a few challenges now and I'm looking around. I don't see anyone who's really that impressive. Maybe I got a pretty good shot. To then have your dreams just come crashing down. I think their faces are going to be fantastic next week.
I'm very excited to see. Yeah, just that wash over. They're going to show up and then they're going to go to commercial before we really even see everything happen. Yeah. And we're just going to get a bunch of jump cuts of just people's faces. And I'm looking forward for that moment. And I also feel with Bananas back, that'll give Jenna a little more shelter. I feel like he'll still, he'll think he can manipulate her. One of these champs is winning this. I don't know what the format is of this, but none of these idiots are doing it. Someone's getting run through. And I honestly think they have more underdogs because people may get hurt.
Yeah.
People may get seriously hurt. Tony... we want to have him on the show to talk about him coming inside people. But he's acting like he's King Dog. Corey's acting like he's King Dog. And they haven't done shit. They are do-nothing bitches compared to CT, Bananas, Durrell. These people. Karen Maria might choke one of them out just for fun.
Yeah.
The best part is this is who would have thought the challenge would be the best, way to psychoanalyze the human, like the human reactions and stuff, where these guys are acting like the alphas, and then the minute the real alphas come in, they're all just going to go in the back of the pack immediately. Once you see CT ready to eat your face and Bananas with his six rings on, it's all, everything's just going to fall back into place. And guys like Nelson are just going to fucking zip their lip and not say a goddamn word the rest of the season. So
too bad they don't actually have actual rings that they could show up on, all of them wearing all their rings. I think that would
be title belts. I don't watch a lot of boxing, but you know when you see a boxer come to the ring, they've got like 40 belts?
Yep.
Yeah, they got guys behind them carrying them for them.
Yeah, fantastic. That would be cool. And I just thought of this. I'm going to just give MTV this one free one because they can't use it for this season. I don't know when they'll be able to use it. But what they should have done is put all of the champions in like a giant cage, like a giant dog pen.
Yeah.
And put a big sheet over it.
Yeah.
And then been like, yeah, so TJ be like, all right, your next challenge is right there. And they're fucking rattling it. So they all think it's like an animal where they've got to like, and they pull it off together. And it's just CT, like maybe eating one of the other champions already. Maybe he killed someone. He was in there like a piranha trapped. But that would be funny.
I'm in.
That's a great idea. That's great TV right there. Do we have any predictions? Do we have any predictions? And now, granted, some of these champs that are coming in are married with children. I don't know all of their personal lives, but do we predict any hookups between the champs and the new guys?
I'll go with Zach and Kayla. I think Kayla's just like your wild card. You can put it with anyone you want. So it's like which champ will go down to Kayla. So I'd say Zach would be the guy. Since
I could see Cara Maria getting a little flirty with someone, like doing what she needs to do to get by.
Whoever looks the most like her cousin.
Yeah, basically. It's going to be or all the underdogs are just going to get manipulated into like having sex with each other. It might end up like Bananas and CT just like directing a porn. Like just like, no, this is what you should do. It's going to be weird. It's going to be weird. There's a lot of nudity we saw in the preview last week for the full season.
It's going to be interesting to see, though, too, because like Darrell, he's got two kids. I don't know how old he is, but, you know, he's, you know, closer to 40 than he is 20. Like, it gets to a point where I think at a certain age, you just don't even want to concern yourself with what all those other kids are doing. You're just like, let them tire themselves out. I'm just going to sit here in my chair and drink my glass of wine or just relax. Well, it's going to be an interesting dynamic for sure.
Obviously, everyone on this show now is in good shape. There's no like, you know, like Fat Eric or like, you know, us.
Excuse me?
But these guys, the champions are fucking athletes. Like they all look like pro athletes. These other guys, these underdogs, they're just young guys in shape. These older guys, like they have some money. They have it, like just from life, they have an ability to think and like know how to take care of their bodies and not necessarily treat them like roller coasters. But also hearing that Johnny Bananas out loud has won about $750,000 doing this is amazing. That's like when I heard that Tiger Woods had earned over $1 billion. Like that's enough to make a spaceship. You can make your own spaceship, Tiger Woods, from playing golf. Bananas has a very comfortable life from doing this shit.
Yo, I will tell you who else I'm really looking forward to having back is Laurel, because not only is she, I think the strongest or certainly one of the strongest female competitors to ever come through the challenge, but her attitude, especially against these young newer girls, is just going to be so vicious.
Yeah.
And as we know, if we get a little booze in her, it'll only get malicious and mean. So I'm very much looking forward to Laurel putting these girls in their place.
We need just a Laurel and Naya just showdown one day where it's just them two, a bottle of vodka, and just see what comes out of it, because it's going to get mean. And one other thing, Zero Block 30, Connor's podcast, they're looking to get some – they want some people – so what's the exact stipulation here? At Zero Block 30, ZEROBLOG 30, the number is 30.
Yeah. Twitter. Are you talking about
– the pepper spray.
Okay. Yep. So we're in the teens in terms of thousands of followers. If we get to 50,000 followers by the time Chaps shows up at the end of the month for
28th of February,
the 28th of February for his trip, he comes up every few weeks. Chaps will get pepper sprayed in the face by Big Cat. And I upped the ante a little bit. And I said, if we get to 69,000 followers,
nice.
I will volunteer to get tased. So
by KFC. I love it.
Yes. I was talking with Kevin and he's like, can I do it? And I was like, all right, hold on. Yep. You can do it. So he's looking forward to that. So go follow Zero Blog 30 when you're not listening to No Quitters.
All right. Hit him up on Twitter.
It'll prove for some good fun. Believe me.
Yeah, just do it. Don't do it for Connor. Don't do it for Chaps. Don't do it for any other reason other than the content of watching some bloggers and podcast personalities getting absolutely destroyed.
Because, guys, I'll say this. I mean, you know, I like to talk a big game, but I'm still a human being. So I think electricity pulsing through my body would incapacitate me. So you'd actually see me be weak for a moment. So I think that's worth the show in and of itself.
I got douche chills hearing that. You'll see me be weak for a moment.
If I
step down to the level of you peasants who have the feeling of touch.
Son of a bitch. Well, I don't know about that, Connor, but if I hope Kevin is like the, if you get tased, I hope he's like the kid from The Hangover.
Yeah.
When he's just like, fuck it, it's on. So that wraps up our episode. Next week, hopefully we'll be together in the studio recording this live. But in the meantime, don't quit on us. We won't quit on you.